Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In My Time of Dying, How I Came Face to Face with the Idea of an Afterlife is Sebastian Junger's compact, reflective exploration of what a brush with death can do to a person's assumptions about reality, meaning, and survival. Known for reporting on war, risk, and human endurance, Junger turns his attention inward after a severe medical crisis forces him to confront mortality with unusual immediacy. The book blends personal experience with an investigative mindset, considering how near-death episodes have been interpreted by medicine, psychology, and culture. Rather than arguing for a single doctrine, Junger approaches the afterlife question as a serious intellectual problem and a deeply human one, examining what people report at the edge of consciousness and why those reports can feel more real than ordinary life. The result is an accessible meditation on fear, awe, and the search for coherence when the body fails and the mind reaches for explanation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a personal medical crisis as a gateway to bigger questions. The book centers on an acute health emergency that abruptly transforms an abstract awareness of death into an immediate physical reality. Junger uses that rupture to show how quickly ordinary priorities collapse when survival becomes uncertain. The narrative focus is not on medical minutiae for their own sake, but on what the episode reveals about vulnerability, dependence on others, and the thin margin between everyday life and catastrophe. From that starting point, he explores the mental terrain that often follows a life-threatening event, heightened attention, distorted time, intensified memory, and a relentless need to make sense of what happened. The crisis becomes a lens for examining how humans respond when the usual story of self-control no longer fits. Junger also connects his experience to his broader career, observing people under extreme pressure, suggesting that the mind's search for meaning is not a luxury, but a survival function. The topic establishes the emotional stakes of the book and sets up the central inquiry. When someone feels they have encountered something beyond life, what should we do with that claim, and what can it teach us about consciousness and belief? Secondly, near-death experiences and what people consistently report. A key strand of the book looks at the recurring features that appear in many near-death accounts: a sense of separation from the body, unusual clarity, encounters with presences or beings, panoramic life review, intense peace, and the feeling of crossing a threshold. Junger treats these reports as data points with emotional weight, rather than as proof of any single metaphysical system. He considers how consistency can be interpreted in different ways, either as evidence of a shared underlying reality or as patterns produced by a brain under extreme stress. The topic also highlights the challenge of language. People often describe these events as more real than real, yet struggle to convey them without resorting to familiar cultural images. Junger's approach emphasizes the importance of taking experiencers seriously without surrendering critical thinking. He also recognizes that the meaning of a near-death episode is often shaped after the fact through reflection, discussion, and cultural framing. By examining the repeatable elements and the variability across individuals, the book encourages readers to separate the experience itself from the interpretations layered onto it, and to ask what these episodes reveal about the mind's capacity for perception, narrative, and transformation. Thirdly, science, skepticism, and the limits of explanation. Junger engages with scientific and skeptical perspectives not to dismiss the afterlife question, but to clarify what current knowledge can and cannot resolve. He considers physiological explanations often proposed for near-death phenomena, such as oxygen deprivation, anesthesia effects, neurochemical surges, and the brain's pattern making under crisis. The book highlights a central tension: a plausible mechanism does not automatically erase the subjective force of an experience, and the absence of a complete mechanism does not automatically validate a supernatural conclusion. Junger's reporting style favors careful distinctions between what is measurable, what is reported, and what is inferred. He shows how the conversation can become polarized, with believers treating personal testimony as decisive and skeptics treating it as irrelevant. Instead, he frames uncertainty as the honest middle ground. This topic also touches on methodological issues, selection bias in who reports, memory reconstruction, the influence of expectation, and the difficulty of studying rare, uncontrolled events in medical settings. The reader is left with a nuanced view. Science can offer strong hypotheses and constraints, but it may not fully answer why certain experiences carry enduring meaning, or whether consciousness might have properties not yet captured by existing models. Fourthly, cultural and historical frameworks for the afterlife idea. Another important theme is how different societies have imagined what happens after death and how those narratives shape individual interpretation. Junger draws attention to the way beliefs about ancestors, spirits, heaven and hell, reincarnation, or cosmic unity can act as ready-made templates for making sense of extraordinary experiences. The book suggests that even people who consider themselves secular are influenced by cultural imagery and inherited assumptions about what a meaningful life looks like. This topic explores the social function of afterlife stories. They can reduce fear, promote moral behavior, strengthen communal bonds, and provide a language for grief. At the same time, they can impose expectations that narrow what people feel permitted to say about their own experiences. Junger's interest is not in ranking traditions, but in seeing how human communities use metaphysical ideas to stabilize life in the face of death's randomness. By situating his inquiry within broader historical patterns, he underscores that the afterlife question is not just private philosophy, it is also anthropology and social psychology, revealing how people translate the unknowable into rituals, narratives, and shared norms. The topic invites readers to notice the frames they inherit and to consider how those frames affect what they believe is possible. Lastly, transformation, grief, and how facing death reshapes a life, the book closes its main arc by emphasizing what a confrontation with death can change in the living. Junger considers how a near-death brush can reorder values, intensify appreciation, and alter one's relationship with fear. Whether or not an afterlife exists, the experience of believing you approached one can produce lasting psychological consequences, reduced anxiety about dying, increased empathy, or a sharper focus on relationships and purpose. This topic also addresses the way mortality awareness intersects with grief. People often seek signs that loved ones persist, and near-death narratives can become part of the language of mourning, offering comfort without guaranteeing certainty. Junger's treatment suggests that meaning does not depend on absolute proof. It can emerge from honest confrontation with finitude and from the recognition that life is contingent. The practical takeaway is that mortality can be used as a tool for clarity rather than paralysis. By tracing how the mind integrates a frightening event into a coherent story, Junger shows how humans metabolize trauma into wisdom. The topic encourages readers to ask what commitments, relationships, and daily habits would look like if death were not an abstraction but a present fact, and how that perspective can lead to more intentional living. In conclusion, this book suits readers who enjoy thoughtful nonfiction that bridges memoir, reporting, and big philosophical questions without demanding a specialized background. If you are curious about near-death experiences, the psychology of belief, or how a major health crisis can reframe a life, Junger offers a grounded entry point. It can benefit the reader by modeling how to hold uncertainty with discipline, you can respect intense personal testimony, examine plausible scientific explanations, and still admit what remains unresolved. That stance is useful far beyond the afterlife debate, because it strengthens critical thinking while leaving room for humility and wonder. The book is also valuable for anyone processing grief or anxiety about mortality, since it emphasizes meaning-making and the ways perspective can shift after an encounter with danger. Compared with many similar titles, it stands out for its restraint and clarity. Rather than selling a single spiritual system or reducing everything to a simplistic debunking, it treats the topic as a real human problem and follows the evidence, the feelings, and the cultural context with the same seriousness. That balance makes it worth buying for readers who want insight instead of ideology. If you would like to support Sebastian Junger, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.